it out, so I made to give him the go. The breed, I make the lies in. Jano said my passion ignited. Got the music, get me excited. I'm coming like a boss. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life and my thank God.
Matt, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
As a campus and community radio station, CKUT's mandate is to provide an essential service to those in the Montreal community whose needs are not met by mainstream commercial radio. CKUT is radio by and for the community and is produced entirely by volunteers. Opinions expressed on the show you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the opinions of CKUT at large. If you have feedback about anything you hear on CKUT, please get in touch with us at procom@ckut.ca with the specific feedback and the date and time of the show it's about. That's procom@ckut.ca.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Tune in to the Empower Hour. Each and every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKU 90.3 FM. With Miss Trish. Where you'll be educated, empowered, and enlightened. So if you're ready, let's go!
Warning, 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 warning. EJ Chow Sutra is in the building.
Try that, how we bad. And if we must set up it, I go by the car. We jump in the cloudiness, designed for the rowdiness. We come to act like we serve, don't act like your holiness. Don't know what lonely is, me and my friend, them is only this. When them see we out of road, so come music, turn up and they make me get on bad. Get on bad, make them actually born bad. Yeah, we born bad, so come make me get on bad. Get on bad, make them actually born bad. Oh Lord, them actually how we.
Everybody run!
Sutra. Zip up,
you're bad. You don't want a regular style. You don't want a regular jam. Set up yourself how you want it. Set up yourself how you like it. Set up yourself how you love it. When the beat come back, I want you to
wine.
Ready to get on bad, cause I feel like I'm going mad. Ready to get
Chow Sutra is in the place.
We get ready for carnival, yo! Miami! Let me go!
Yes, yes, beautiful people. Big up to DJ Chow Sutra out of Toronto, Ontario, opening us up today with the Soca vibe to pay homage to Miami Carnival happening this weekend. But just wanted to say quickly, everybody who is going, be safe and have major, major fun. On that note, blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And you can listen online at www.ckut90.3fm.com from your radio or from your phone or on your radio dial. And also, you can also tune in to our radio show on TuneIn Radio just by putting CKUT 90.3 FM, and you will also have the pleasure of listening to the show there. For the next 2 hours, I, Miss Trish, will be enlightening, empowering, and entertaining y'all. Today, I am doing this episode solo as we switch a few things up with the Empower Hour as the weeks go by. Now, in true Empower Hour tradition, I will be sending out good vibes to everyone this Thursday on this awesome morning. I hope that the O in your October stands for overflow of opportunities, opening of doors, and obtaining continuous blessings for yourselves and your loved ones. Now, on that note, let us start the show. Alrighty, guys, so it's just me today, and I like that. You know, like I said, in the next few weeks, a few things will be changing with the Empower Hour. I'm not sure if you guys had listened to, it was a show that we had done probably about 2 weeks ago, where Farrell let us know that he is actually taking a break from the show, and you know, we got to let people do what they need to do, especially when something is calling them to do something else. Kaya and Gina, they will be back most likely next week because we may be doing a farewell show, but I will definitely keep you lovely people updated. So I'm going to kick off today's show by letting you guys know about my week, because normally this is the portion of the show where we would ask each other, how you doing? How was your week? All that good old stuff. So I'm going to start off the show by letting you guys know how my week was. Guys, I'm going to be honest. You know I've said this several times before, but I truly am not over the fact that summer left us so quickly. Like, and time is flying by so quickly either. I'm just like, hello. Like, it's like I open my eyes in the morning, right? I wake up at my certain time. Okay. I do what I have to do. I meditate and I pray. Those are my regular routines. And I'm hoping that you guys do the same too. Then you hydrate yourself with some water, you know, the things that you're supposed to do. So anyways, I do all that good old stuff. Praise Jesus. Right. Then like when I blink, it's already 11 o'clock. Like I got some of my work done, but not all of it. And it's just like, whoa, where did the time go? So I'm not sure if anybody else is feeling that way, but I sure know that I am feeling that way. And I'm just like, okay, enough of this time going so fast now. All right, we can slow it down. Slow it down like Bobby V. But what I am happy for is the fact that I'm able to wear some of my autumn clothes that I wasn't able to wear last week, like some of my fall wear. So I'm happy for that. I don't know if you guys have, you know, some fall wear that you bought and you're like, yeah, I'm going to wear this 2020. And then we all know the situation with 2020. You didn't get a chance to wear it anywhere. So now I'm happy that we at least have an opportunity to pull out some of our awesome fall clothing from wherever we bought it, and we are able to wear it. So that's for me. I'm like, oh, I forgot. And you know what's so funny too? Sometimes I actually forget. I don't know if you guys are like this with your closets, but you forget that you have certain pieces of clothes. You're like, oh snap, there's that sweater. So so that's been happening a lot to me as of recent. And like I said, I'm grateful for that because I'm like, oh, I get to wear it because I haven't worn it yet. Other than that, I discovered, you guys, that I sometimes absolutely have no behavior when I'm outside. All right, so let me just explain this to you guys quickly. If you're on my Facebook, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm on, if you're not on my Facebook, you should A, get on there, and B, now you'll know what I'm talking about. So I discovered that sometimes I have absolutely no behavior. Like when I say no behavior, it's like, Trish, can you behave yourself? So let me give you this quick story. I'm outside, what was it, sometime last week on one of our break weeks, up early running an errand, and it just hit me that, okay, I need some coffee. You know, I'm Coffee Chronicles, Coffee Conversations, coffee. Why not get my morning start? So I go into a restaurant. We will not say the name because they do not endorse Miss Trish or the Empower Hour. But I get in there and they are playing Sade, Smooth Operator. So that's my tune, right? I love that song. Like, I'm just like, okay, I like this song. But then I was inclined, you guys. I was inclined to start dancing. How could you not dance to Smooth Operator? Do a little shimmy, do a little jig, do a little something. How could you not? So guess what I did? I shimmied and I jigged, and I actually stood there and waited for the song to be finished because I had to go for it. If I didn't go for it, I know I wouldn't have felt so fulfilled that day. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go for it. After that, I did feel pretty good. Now I feel like sometimes living in your truth and your instinct is the best thing that you have to do, because then you'll regret it. So if I feel like if I didn't dance in that moment to Sade, I would have been like, oh man, I should have danced. You know what I'm saying? No matter who is looking. So I did it. I danced. I had no choice. I didn't mind if people were around me. I was masked up. So, you know, it doesn't mean like they'll ever see me again, or they probably will, but they won't recognize that it's me. But my question to the audience listening to this story on this wonderful Thursday morning is, do you guys have a song or a track where you're like, man, no matter where you are, you got to get up and dance. You're either snapping a finger, bobbing your head, something. Even sometimes when I'm either driving or walking and people are playing music around me in other cars and stuff like that, and I enjoy the music, I'll bob my head. I'll swing. I'll do something to move. I don't know. I guess it's just the music part of me, but I can't help it. I can't help it. But you know what, guys? Because I love you guys so much and I'm solo today, I'm going to play you Smooth Operator because I want you guys to actually dance and jig too. And then we're going to come back with the headlines. All right. So like I said, that was Smooth Operator by Miss Sade herself. I hope that you guys were getting down behind the scenes. I really definitely hope so. I know that I was, because, you know, like I said, that's my track. And I was also making some faces. You know, sometimes when you're so into a song, you make some faces. Well, here I was making some faces. So we're going to get into this week's headlines. I'm going to definitely start you guys off on one of the biggest ones that started us off on this Monday, October 4th. So on Monday, October 4th, there was an outage of various social media platforms, which were Major Big Eye, Facebook, its cousin Instagram, and sibling WhatsApp. Now, to be honest, I did not notice this outage until my bestie called me and let me know what was up. And then that's when I started looking. So the reports said that gone in minutes, out for hours, outage shakes Facebook. I don't know how many people were shaken, but let me just see here. I'm going to get exactly what happens there. So they say that it was out for a few hours, and it's like, okay, cool. But how many people like really noticed, right? So I did the good thing, and I actually asked a few people, how did you feel about the outage on Monday? I'm not able to get the report out, but that's okay. So I asked a few people, and I'll tell you exactly what they said in my circle. So one of them said, making money at work. So the question I asked was, how did you feel about the outage when it happened? And what did you do like when you found out that Facebook and Instagram were down? So this is the answers that I got. So the person said, making money at work. Okay, that's one of them. Another person said, well, you know, Trish, I was suntanning. Another person said, I paid no attention to it. It most definitely made me set up my automatic email subscriptions through MailChimp and stop procrastinating on that. I like that. That's a really, really good one. Someone else said, I was too preoccupied to bother with it until I got home and tried a WhatsApp call, because a lot of people do use WhatsApp for phone calls and stuff like that. So I can totally understand that. Another answer was, I worked on my business offline. The platform serves me connecting with new people, but once they become a customer or a friend, I have other means apart from social media that allow me to stay in touch. Whatever I couldn't get done, like sharing posts and interacting in groups, didn't set me back, because I've learned not to put all my eggs in the social media basket. Another answer was, I played a game and watched a series on my phone. I thought it was my phone bugging, so I didn't bother to check it until I get home. Somebody else said, I didn't even know it was down. Another person said, I was having breakfast with my family. Didn't know until I was told. I didn't really care. My phone was a lot quieter. Of course, another person answered, I use Twitter. Of course. Twitter was going at it, though, with Facebook that day. They're like, hey, everybody. I was like, ooh, little shady. The next one says, I watched a movie with my man and cooked what he ate. Somebody else simply answered, I worked. And lastly, somebody else said, I was working, so I never even really realized it was down. Now, like I said, for me, it was okay. I had no problem with it. It didn't like really faze me too much, because again, I too was working, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. I guess it's just gonna do that. It's just gonna be down. That's fine. But to be honest, I was just like, I'm gonna have to wait till it comes back up, or it doesn't. It seems like everyone who responded here just lived life anyway. But there were a few people, because I did go on TikTok a bit, and I saw a few people that were going a little crazy. But this just goes to show the difference of people's grip on social media on a daily basis, right? So yeah, who knows when that's going to happen again. And if so, like, you know, just be prepared for it. Find something else to do, because, you know, what else are we going to do, right? Like, what else are we going to do? I thought it was a long time for it to actually be out. But then again, we don't know what was happening behind the scenes. You know, I know that there was a lot of speculation happening and things like that. Like, I know you guys all heard. But you know what? We just live life anyway, because one day social media just may not even be around with the way that things are going. We just don't know, right? So anyways, next up, we're going to talk about a story that we have touched on the show before. This is about Joyce Echelon. So we touched on this last year when it happened. It's super important that we talk about this. So because the coroner says that racism did actually play a role in Joyce Echelon's death. You see, the thing with this is it's a touchy subject because there's a lot of people who are like gaslighting the fact that there is systemic racism in the city of Quebec, in the province of Quebec, excuse me. And it doesn't really make sense. So the report actually says that the death of Indigenous woman Joyce Eshowan last year was a preventable and a undeniable case of racism. A Canadian coroner has said Miss Eshowan, a mother of seven, died shortly after recording a video of hospital staff insulting her. In a report, coroner Gehan Kamel found that the woman had died of excess fluid in her lungs. Staff at the hospital in Joliet, Quebec had incorrectly assumed she was suffering from a narcotics withdrawal. At a Tuesday press conference to explain the findings of her three-week injury, Ms. Kamel said Ms. Eshowan, who had a history of heart problems, was infantilized and labeled a drug abuser by healthcare staff despite there being no evidence to support this. The mistaken assumption affected Ms. Eshowan's care, Ms. Kamel said, and contributed to her death. I am not sure what the holdup is to acknowledge systemic racism in the province and in Quebec, and I don't know why the blinders are so high. I guess, you know, someone could come and educate me on the show, I don't know, but it's getting to the point where it's absolutely extremely, extremely ridiculous, and yeah, something has to be done. Solutions, guys. You guys know I'm a person of solutions. Next up, Quebec is to delay a ban on new gas-powered cars till 2035. So if you were thinking about getting an electrical car, you may want to rethink that, because basically they're saying that there's just not enough. The Environment Minister, Benoit Charette, says there would not be enough new electric cars by 2030 to meet the demands of the market. They will ban the sale of the new gas-powered cars in 2035 rather than 2030 because an earlier date could result in a shortage of vehicles on the market, Environment Minister Benoit Charette said on Wednesday, which was yesterday. He says we have to be realistic. The Quebec market is not big enough in North America to dictate to all auto manufacturers its targets. Charette said as he explained a new bill that would forbid the sale of new cars with internal combustion in 2035, 5 years later than the timeline demanded by opposition party Quebec Solidaire. He said there would not be enough new electric cars by 2030 to meet the demands of the market. Once again, he says it again. Yeah. Really? You know, I don't know. Like, What else can you? The thing is, for me, is like when they're saying these things, I want them to go deeper in depth. I think that just saying that there's not going to be enough to meet the demands of the market. Okay, but why? You know, I am that person. Why won't there be enough? Tell us more, sir. You know what I'm saying? And I think sometimes too, I don't know if these press, I've never been to one of these press conferences, so I cannot say anything, but I'm not sure if the reporters have enough time to ask more than 2 to 3 questions. But I think that sometimes too, the reporters can ask more in-depth questions. Sometimes I feel like when I'm listening to these things, and this is just me, my opinion, I just feel like they ask surface questions and they don't actually get down to the root question, like, why is this happening? Or if they do ask the root question, sometimes I guess the question that they're not getting the answer that they receive. So I don't know. These things are so complicated to me. And it's just, okay, I guess. Anyway, next up. So we interviewed Sue Montgomery on a show, I believe it was last year as well. So this story is about her. The fate of Montgomery Ethics reaches now in the judge's hands. So basically, what's going this on with this? A month before her re-election bid, Sue Montgomery is now hoping for redemption in court. With a month left, the Côte des Neiges campaign Notre-Dame-de-Grâce incumbent borough mayor Sue Montgomery is hoping for vindication before the courts. Montgomery wrapped up a 2-day hearing Wednesday before Superior Court Judge Alexander Press for a judicial review of her July suspension by the Quebec Municipal Commission. Her 120-day suspension was stayed so the judicial review could take place. In July, Montgomery was found to have committed 11 violations of an elected official's code of ethics. All of the violations relate to Montgomery's ongoing dispute with the City of Montreal over a 2019 Human Resources report alleging that her chief of staff, Annalisa Harris, harassed two civil servants, including the borough manager. So we're hoping that things go in her favor for Sue. And then after she does get vindicated, we're hoping that she does get what she wants, because this can't be easy going to court, back and forth, all that stuff. So definitely wish her the best in that. On another note, Concordial neuroscientist Dr. Nadia Chaudhry, who inspired thousands on Twitter, unfortunately, has passed away. She did transition. With that being said, the report is... it's a nice one. I don't know much about her. I will say this, but I did see reactions on Twitter and social media about her. So Dr. Nadia Chaudhry, the Concordia professor who documented the last months of her life, passed. Concordia confirmed the neuroscientist's death on Tuesday at the age of 43 from ovarian cancer, less than 3 years after she was diagnosed. She leaves behind a beloved son, a husband, and many other friends and family. Born in Pakistan and educated in the U.S., from age 17 through prestigious scholarships, Chaudhry also had a long list of accomplishments to her name. But tens of thousands of strangers are also mourning her for other reasons entirely and in surprisingly personal ways from around the globe. She'll continue to teach me even after death about respecting every moment, being aware of death but not being mentally paralyzed by it, said Denis Kocsulu, who followed her from Turkey. I don't know that I can be so giving and project such positivity if I were dying young and like leaving my child, said another Terry Lynch from Ireland. So she did inspire many across the world. We want to send condolences out to her family and rest in peace to her. Next up, we're going to move on to world news. Like I mentioned at the top of the hour, but we'll talk at this at the end. Actually, we're just going to go into something about Mr. Chadwick Boseman. And then after, I'll talk about Miami Carnival in the end. So Netflix establishes a $5.4 million Chadwick A. Boseman Scholarship at Howard University. Chadwick Boseman legacy at Howard University and his prospective impact on future generations continues to grow larger, with Netflix partnering with the university to establish a $5.4 million scholarship in the late actor's name. The Chadwick A. Boseman Memorial Scholarship will provide incoming students in the newly reestablished College of Fine Arts with a four-year scholarship to cover the full cost of university tuition. It is with immense pleasure and deep gratitude that we announce the creation of the endowed scholarship in honor of alums Chadwick Boseman, whose life and contributions to the arts continues to inspire, said Howard University President Wayne A.I. Frederick, M.D. This scholarship embodies Chadwick's love for Howard, his passion, storytelling, and his willingness to support future generations of Howard students. I am thankful for the continuous support and partnership of Chadwick's wife, Mrs. Simone Ledward Boseman, and to Netflix for this important gift. And I think that's awesome because Chadwick was awesome. Like, what an awesome person, not only for Black Panther, but if you definitely look at his other bodies of work, you can see how dedicated and how strong he was throughout everything. He pushed through, he pulled through. It doesn't matter how much pain he was going through. A lot of actors that were on set with him spoke really highly of him and how he just continued each role with a passion and in his heart, and he just wanted to get that the work done and work out and do it well. So that is awesome. I'm very happy to hear that. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, you know, I opened the show with some soca today. We all know Miss Trish, background Trinidadian, so I'm always going to bust out some soca when I can. Hey, hey. But no, I just wanted to say Miami Carnival. To those of you guys that are going, that are packing, that are listening to me on the plane, in the airport, like I said, just be safe. Have as much fun as possible. We know that Carnival is like something that we love, we embody, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to make sure that everybody is safe. Watch out, you know, watch your surroundings, stay close to your friends, all that good old stuff. Mass is fun and all that stuff, but we also have life to come back to. So I want to make sure that you guys are all okay. All right. And party for me, because I can't go. I mean, I got lots to work to do, lots of work to do here, right here in Montreal, but who knows? I might do like an Empower Hour or something like that, like next year from there, from Miami. Who knows? I don't know. But anyways, folks, I'm going to break it up for you with a little musical break. We're going to play some Fireboy DML Peru, and then we're also going to jump into some Belly the Weekend, and then we're going to come back with this week's goals and affirmations since Gina's not here, but we're going to play something. Anyway, stay tuned, folks. This is Miss Trish on the Empower Hour. Yeah.
so. Girl, you won't capture my soul. I'm a girl, no be so. Make you one wombo lombo. Peru, ba. Peru, peru, ba. I'm loose. Even Peru done the para. It's nothing Josie, I'm in Josie. Won't call if you want one Josie. I'm not playing with you, I'm not joking. My thought of mom is loaded. Me looking for go, but I'm on molly. I'm on duty, but I'm on low-key. They won't do me, they won't do me. They won't do me, don't they won't do me. When you won't want me, when you won't want me. I'm in San Francisco, Jami. When you won't want me, when you won't want me. I just flew in from Miami. Peru, para. Peru, para. I'm loose. Even Peru done the para. She says you like my tune. She say me, I never seen a girl like you. So you like my tattoos, tell me I want to be inside you. She's my woman, inside Puna, sweet like sugar. In my new van, come to me, I just swim like tuna. When you won't want me, when you won't want me, I'm in San Francisco, Jami. When you won't want me, when you won't want me, I just flew in from Miami. Peru, para, Peru, para. I'm loose, even Peru.
I stay up fighting my demons. I don't got no one to lean on. I'm busy putting my team on. Hitters pull up with the beamer. I put that girl in a P1. She make a mess and she clean up. She call a friend and named Tina. I turn the to a threesome. Yeah. Come on, name can be fatal. None of my just is stable. They turn a crown to a halo. They roll through the town like a tailor. But don't make a move till I say so. Drop a few hits and I lay low. Single, Patrick wanna be magic. She know I'ma make it famous. Ever since I've been single, Patrick wanna be magic. Dodge a call like the Matrix. Dodge a call like steady on top.
Steady on top.
Better believe they keep praying I'ma fall. Y'all better believe I'ma die on top.
Die on top.
Better believe I just watch my ops team up. Y'all better believe. Y'all better believe, 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 y'all better believe,
look,
y'all better believe,
yeah, I'm just a young, dirty plastic. I'm gone off weed and acid. Magic. My mind is doing backflips. Gymnastics. All my albums classic. All these fake rappers, they stay capping. About a whole lot of that ain't happen. Middle finger plus thumb, cause I stay snapping. They fronted on me, I may back it. 600, I may back it. Baby, we ain't in the same bracket. They rhyme waves, this is Lake Placid. You wanna be high for this? Oh God, I'ma ride up or die for this. Looking bad, oh you mad, cause I'm confident. Tell that. Can swallow my cockiness.
Steady,
yes.
On top.
Steady on top.
Better believe.
Oh yeah.
They keep praying I'ma fall. Y'all better believe.
Better believe.
I'ma die on top. Huh. Better believe. I just watch my ops team up. Y'all better believe. 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 Oh, yeah.
Audemars, Travis, cat this. Automatic, panic, rap, cinematic. Give me a mattress. Baby, download a nigga, Kravis seeds. Looking for the killer, murderer, nigga, that he is. Talking, got no assist. Jet lags, I'm in the city with it.
Better believe, I'm gon' give me. Better believe, I spy the fleet. Better believe. Steady on top. Better believe.
Oh yeah.
They keep praying I'ma fall. Y'all better believe.
Better believe.
I'ma die on top. Huh. Better believe. I just watch my ops team up. Y'all better believe. 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 Oh yeah.
That's cool on the beat.
That's right. You guys better believe, like The Weeknd says, you guys better believe that it's goals and affirmation time. So, all right. So I'm just going to talk about this book that I'm reading called The Four Agreements. It's a Toltec wisdom book by Don Miguel Ruiz, A Practical Guide to Personal Freedom. So I've been reading this book. It's an easy read, but I'm taking my time to read this so that I can actually take in everything that it's saying. Now, I've seen it on a lot of bestsellers list. And if you're not sure, or if you're interested in knowing what it's about, I'm going to tell you. So in The Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz reveals the source of self-limiting beliefs that rob us of joy and create needless suffering. Based on ancient Toltec wisdom, The Four Agreements offers a powerful code of conduct that can rapidly transform our lives to a new experience of freedom, true happiness, and love. Don Miguel Ruiz's book is a roadmap to enlightenment and freedom. This is from Deepak Chopra, that's who says that, an inspiring book with many great lessons, Wayne Dyer, and in the tradition of Castaneda, Ruiz distills essential Toltec wisdom, expressing with clarity and impeccability what it means for men and women to live as peaceful warriors in the modern world. So one of the things that the chapter that I'm on right now is about our words having power. Now, I think Pharaoh and I have spoke about this several times before. And I know that other people in my life have come and told me that our words really, really have power. When I used to follow certain TV pastors, they used to say the exact same thing. I never took it really seriously until I started actually seeing it play out in my life. And when you know that you can control your thoughts, when you know that you can control your words and your inner thinking, things start to change for you. Things really do, like, take a turn, and you're like, whoa. Really and truly, our thoughts have power, our words have power. This is something that I also put up on my Instagram the other day. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll always see, sorry for that noise, guys, you'll always see daily inspiration. So that's something I put the other day. Your thoughts and your words have power. And given that I'm on this chapter and I'm reading it, I'm just like, oh my goodness, like, this is so serious. You know, when you read something and you're like, yeah, this is true. I know this already, but reading it and seeing it, it just has a different impact on you. So what I did was I actually found a YouTube video to accompany the words having power. And this is by a motivational speaker by the name of Jeremy Anderson. And it's called The Power of Words. I actually am going to play the whole thing because it's a little bit long, I believe. It's 10 minutes, but you know what? It's a good listen for this Thursday morning, given that we are going into Thanksgiving, given that we're going into a holiday weekend, given everything that is going on in this life right now. Like Pharaoh had said one episode before, you kind of have to imagine things that you want in a way that you want to see it. And with that being said, you have to actually say things in the way that you want to see them too. So this morning, what I'm going to play for you guys is Jeremy Anderson, The Power of Words. I want you guys to take it in. If you want the link to this, just send me a DM on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, and I will be more than happy to send you this link. But here it is, The Power of Words by Jeremy Anderson.
I've been privileged of traveling and speaking at schools all over the country, all over the globe. And sometimes when I go into a school district, I'll spend like 2 days there and hit like 8 or 9 schools. That right there, like, that could go on tour. That was amazing. So hats off to you all. And I'm gonna be honest with you. As I was watching it, my heart was stirred because I see it so often. You know, when Lily, when Gina, when they reached out to me, I'm just like, absolutely. As long as they call, I will continue to come because I believe in the concept, the movement of Speak Up, Stand Up, Save a Life. I understand the art of caring enough and what can happen, like what can truly take place when we care enough. You see, whenever I travel and I speak, I get students that slide in my DM on Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat, and they send me messages, they send me pictures, so I see the lines on the arms. They tell me about how they wanted to commit suicide or how they're struggling. And now I'm able to work with them and help them get help. But can I be honest with you? I'm tired of it. Like, it breaks my heart. Like, all the traveling I do, every single school I go to, it's always a student on the outside. They're smiling on the outside. They look so good, but on the inside, they're hurting. So when we bring you here, it is an opportunity for you now to get the needed training so that you can go back to that school and be the leader, go back to that school and be the hero that you've been called to be. What does a hero do? They lay their life down. They're not concerned about how they feel or how they look or what's comfortable for them. They're like, I've got to do the right thing. I've got to speak up. I've got to stand up. I've got to be here to help others. That's powerful. So the question is, I know you have it inside you, but are you willing for that to rise up? Are you willing to truly answer the call? Like, you're here today, and it's great that you're here today, but are you ready to go to what I call that next level? When I talk about that next level, like, we've got to know in our mind that where we are right now, this is like temporary. But there is so much more that your life can accomplish. There is so much more that your life can produce. There is so much more that you can achieve when you make up inside your mind, I will be great. I will be amazing. I will not be stagnant. I will not be average. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. I will be everything that I was called and created and destined to be. When you make that up inside your mind, everything, my young friends, changes. That's what happened to me. My biological father wasn't in my life. To this day, we haven't had a conversation. To this day, I've never laid eyes physically on him. And for the longest, I was in the slump. For the longest, I felt average. For the longest, at best, I felt average. For the longest, I felt like I was a mistake, like I came from a catastrophe. For the longest, I felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like I was invisible. So what was I doing? I was acting out. I was looking for attention. I was fitting with any crowd I could fit in because I just wanted to be accepted. I was born in Dallas, Texas. We went from Texas, we went to Atlanta, to New Jersey, to Alabama. We moved around when I was young. And every school I went to, I just wanted to be accepted. I just wanted them to receive me and love me. And that didn't always happen. So I made a lot of mistakes. I had some challenges learning. I would read it and couldn't really understand it, could barely read it. It wasn't really grasping, short attention span. The teachers told me all sorts of things, what I'm not gonna be able to do and what I can't accomplish, and I really struggled. Failing over, and I went to, matter of fact, talk about failing, I went to 3 different schools for the 9th grade. First school I went to, they ended up kicking me out. The next school I went to, I completely failed. But that 3rd school, I came across a group of educators that spoke life into me and loved me back to life. Most, half of the engagements I take today, it's working, professional development, working with teachers, showing them how to find the absolute best inside every student. So yes, I struggled. I don't know what your story is. Yes, I had issues. Yes, growing up, things were rough, things were confusing. But I came across a group of people that was like, Jeremy, we see something inside you. And watch this. They spoke to that greatness that was inside of me. But here's the reality. I like the concept of speak up and stand up. It's because it's not action speak louder than words. So you speak it, there's power in your words, but there's action behind it. So though these teachers are telling me, we care about you, you can do it, you can do amazing things, I'm hearing it, but I was still like, I don't know. But when I come to school every single day and I see a group of teachers, that's like, Jeremy, I'm still here. I'm like, why do you care about me so much? Why do you want me to accomplish great things? They're like, because you can do it. I put a wall up because I was so used to being rejected. Then one day I walk in, see one of my teachers. She's trying to write on the board. She got off writing so bad, she can barely hold the chalk. So I would like start writing for her. And one day I asked her, I'm like, why are you still teaching? You could be retired. She's like, well, you know, Jeremy, I told you I'm going to help you see you get through the school year. I got another teacher. He could have been an engineer like his twin brother, making twice, 2-3 times as much money. But he said, nope, it's not about the money, it's about you. We got another teacher. I catch her crying. I'm like, what's wrong with you? She's like, nothing. I'm like, come on, something's wrong with you. She tells me, I'm being diagnosed with cancer. I'm like, why are you still here? You should be getting chemo, you should be home resting. She's like, Jeremy, I'm telling you, I am here. I told you, I'm gonna help you get through the school year. It went way past words. Their actions spoke louder than your words did. I could go to my wife and I say, hey, honey, I love you, girl. You so fine. You blow my mind. My wife's like, I love you too. That doesn't move my wife. But when I quick the vacuum, I wash them dishes, that changes the game. I do that. I can say I love you. But my actions prove it. I've got these teachers, they're speaking to my potential. I don't know, many of you today, you probably feel like you're average, or you're just kind of getting by, or you're just here. Maybe you're kind of cool, but maybe you might, for whatever weird reason, feel like there's nothing special about you. You are more amazing than you know. So let me speak to that greatness inside you, just like those teachers spoke to that greatness inside me. It was beyond words. They kept showing up. I'm like, okay, let me do whatever you're telling me to do, because this is my third year for the ninth grade. I want to be successful. I want to bounce back. I want to win. I don't want to be the butt of everyone's joke. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do. And I began to make a change. And after 2 years, I took summer school. I took night classes. I caught back up with my right grade, graduated from high school on time, went on to receive a bachelor's in social work because I really wanted to meet people where they are. Then I went and got a master's degree. Never thought I'd do graduate school because I wasn't even thinking about college. And in 2010, I wrote my first book and it got published. And today I'm the author of 7 books. And so I share that with you because when you look in the mirror, you see an average person. When you look in the mirror, you feel like, yeah, I think I'm kind of cool, but maybe there's nothing really, no, there's a whole lot that's really special about you. And you have something inside you that can change the lives of other people. So when we talk about the concept of speak up, we're saying use your voice. I read this book, I've shared with some of you before when I've been to your school. It says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. What we speak has power. You have the power alone to speak something and can shift everything in somebody's life. You can see them coming to school and just say, hey, how you doing? For some people, you'll be surprised. That will just make something like bubble up inside them. Some of them will feel like, man, they see me. For some of you, maybe you can compliment them and say, hey, I like your hair. Maybe there's nothing particularly special about their hair, but you just want them to know, you want them to feel good. Life and death is the power of the tongue, like those words that you use every single day. It's either speaking life or we can speak death, because you can also be the one laughing at what somebody is wearing and making them feel bad and making them feel not good enough. And now you're adding to the brokenness, the anxiety, the depression that they're already dealing with. Or you can say, nope, I'm gonna use my gifts, I'm gonna use my talents, I'm gonna use my abilities to show up at this school, and I will speak life, and I will affirm, and I will support, and I will love, and I will accept people. Watch this, even if I don't understand their story, even if I don't understand what they're going through, even if I don't understand where they are in life right now, I will look at them and realize that they are a precious soul that deserves love and respect. I mean, we're really talking about the golden rule. You treat other people how you want to be treated. And that's where the power is, when you use your voice and you say, you know what? I will not stand by and let this happen. I will not stand by and let this bullying take place. I will not stand by and just be a bystander and just laugh. Because when that takes place inside your school, you're one of like 4 type of people. Either you're the victim that that's being done to, or you're the perpetrator, or you're the one that's not necessarily doing anything, but you're just kind of laughing because you think it's funny, because you're not thinking, man, what if that was me in the position? Or you're the person that's seeing that, watching it quietly, not saying a word. So some of you in here, you have what it takes to, when you see some negative, some bullying take place, you can be like, hey, that's not cool. Some of you got that stature, you got that clout to say, hey, that's not right. Hey, in front of the person. Some of you, maybe you're not there. Maybe you wait till it takes place and then you go to that student and say, hey, look, I'm sorry that happened to you. What that's gonna do is that's gonna let that student know, you know what, somebody sees me. I matter. You'll be surprised how many students I work with and they just really feel like I don't even really matter. The school's gonna move on. People don't really care whether or not I'm here or I'm alive or how good I'm doing. If I can just numb the pain, but if we can use our voice to say, you know what, I will speak to this negativity and I will speak life and I will love and I will support and I will affirm, that's where the power is. If you can stand up and say, you know what, not on my watch. This isn't taking place on my watch. At this school, we speak life. At this school, we show respect. At this school, we value and we honor people. At this school, we see every single person as a soul. If I'm gifted in one area, then I'm going to speak something positive on you and make you feel better. I'm not going to just sit back with the crowd and kind of laugh. I'm going to be a leader. That means I have to stand out. That means I have to make a decision. But that's where the power is. We have men and women every single day that step up, that say, I will not sit back and watch this take place. I will stand up in the face of adversity. I will stand up when others are sitting back. I will use my voice and use my influence and use my power to give life and to give hope to people who are struggling. That's where the power is, and you have it within you. The question is, my young friends, is are you willing to activate that power? Are you willing to be as great as you've been called to be? Now, in order for you to do that, there's a certain level of selflessness you have to have. There's a certain level where you have to say, you know what, it's not about me. Where you have to say, you know what, I don't care about how I look in the lives of other people. When you say, you know what, people say what they want to say, but this is the right thing to do. That's where the power is. Why do you think our country yesterday celebrated the life of Dr. Martin Luther King? It's because he stood up in the face of adversity, because he spoke out for people who were pushed aside, who weren't done right. He used his gifts, his talents, and his abilities in his own regular way to make an impact. That's where the power is right there. And you have it inside you. So every single day you make it up inside your mind. What impact am I going to make? What decision will I make to be great? And how will I save a life? And here's the reality. Sometimes, most of the time, you'll never see it. Like most of the time, you'll never see like, man, I just saved somebody's life. But every blue moon, you'll get a glimpse of it.
Business zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Yes, yes, people, it is business zone time. Now, we don't have a business zone guest today, which is okay. Which is okay, because I find these, it's always good because it always gives a chance to basically shout out some awesome businesses in the city of Montreal, which I love to do because I love to give everybody their flowers while they're here. Anyways, all right, so let me just turn that down a bit so you guys can hear me. All right, so we're going to start off with some businesses that are in the city that are still going strong and doing their thing. So I'd like to shout out Leeds Catering. Oh my goodness, Leeds. Okay, so let me tell you a quick story about how I met her, all right? Leeds Catering. I was at the Montreal International Black Films Festival, and of course, you know, when you're invited VIP, hello, they serve you food. The first year that I went there, they served some awesome food, and I was like, need to meet the chef, you know. So I was like, okay, cool, who is it? And then it ended up being this beautiful melanated woman, by the name of Leeds, and her business is called Pick Leeds. So if you want to check her out on Instagram, you totally should, and Facebook, you totally should. You will not, when I tell you, will not be disappointed in this food. It is like something completely out of this world. Like, oh, anyways, gotta give big shout outs to that black business this morning. Also want to give out shout outs to Kitty Antoine, of course, as usual, Espace Urbain. There is amazing like things there, amazing items, clothing, everything that you can think of, black owned, black created. These are things that we want to definitely shout out and show highlights on. So big shout outs to Kitty for that, and all the designers and all the creators who have their items in that store. I wanted to shout out another brother. I just saw this today. I worked with him once on a film, Mr. Izzo Lowe, who basically started a TV access service called Toco TV. Now, it has over 10,000 TV channels from all over the world, and some local channels too. Everything is live, so you have your sports live, your news live, your series live, movies, and much more. If you want to find out more information about this, you can visit the website at www.toko.tv. I wanted to shout out another sister in the community by the name of Yanisa X, who takes these awesome photos that are showing up on my my timeline. I'm just like, okay, I need one of those. I did hit her up though. There's a lot of black and white photos going on there, and it's just like, they're just the love behind all of these photos that Yanisa puts into this work. She's a great photographer, and I would love for you guys to hit her up because she's doing amazing work. Her website, excuse me, is the rfmexperience.com. So definitely check out the girl, my girl, excuse me, Yanisa, who's doing her thing. Who else have we got in the city doing her thing? Of course, there's me.